It's Helping Hand, statewide on HPR1 stations every Friday, part of our afternoon drive broadcast of All Things Considered, and then the segments are archived online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Every week, Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and people and animals who are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we are thrilled to have a returning guest. It is the Hawaii State Chapter of Children's Justice Centers. There are five of the CJCs, as they are called, across the Aloha State, and they assist with some very difficult things. Child abuse investigations, they're child-friendly facilities where law enforcement, child protection, prosecution, mental health, medical and victim advocacy, all of it comes together under one roof to support a child victim and also holding the offenders accountable. We're going to learn about the services they offer and how we can support this organization that deals with a particularly vulnerable population in the state. Our new guest from this returning organization is their chapter coordinator for the Hawaii State Chapter of Children's Justice Centers. It's a long name. Bethany Stetson. Hey, Bethany. Great to have you. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, and you did great.
I appreciate it. And so first, give us a little background on the organization and how you're a part of it.
Yeah. The Hawaii State Chapter of Children's Justice Centers. I'll dive in a little bit more on the details of how the CJCs work and everything we do statewide, but I'm really honored to be a part of this organization. I actually heard about the Hawaii State Chapter's work through Helping Hand, the initial broadcast last year, so I'm really excited to be working with the chapter.
That's really interesting that you heard it on Helping Hand. And child abuse and neglect, and you guys are statewide, so as we said, five of these facilities across the state. How big of an issue is child abuse and neglect in this state?
Yeah, it's difficult to put a number to child abuse in what we're seeing statewide versus nationally. It's hard to differentiate because so much of abuse is done in secret, and it's really difficult for kids to find that courage to disclose what's happening to them.
It's not always documented, too.
Exactly. They found only about 10% of abuse is actually disclosed in child abuse situations. So it really is just a small number of abuse that is talked about and seen and known. To differentiate between nationally and here in the Aloha State, it's kind of hard to say. But we do know nationally that about 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will experience some type of abuse. There's different numbers out there, but on average, that's what we see.
And the caseload is another way to figure this out sometimes. So how many calls do you get a week?
A week, it's hard to say, but every year, CWS here in Hawaii gets about 3,700 calls for referrals. So not cases that have been proved, but people calling with suspicions and concerns about abuse taking place.
3,700.
Yes.
Separate calls.
Yes.
Of potentially 3,700 suspicious instances.
Yes.
Or 3,700 people.
Yeah, exactly. Our centers typically deal with felony level cases, serious neglect or abuse, and sexual abuse. And every year we have about 1,000 children that come to our centers to get an interview. So that's pretty stable every year, is about 1,000 kids.
Wow. That's pretty heavy. And that's felony level child abuse.
Let's say someone calls because a child has disclosed abuse to them, or they're concerned about something happening. They've seen a child, maybe they're a teacher in school, and their child suddenly is acting differently in class, and they call just because they're concerned. Mm-hmm. A case will be opened, and so that's either with child welfare or law enforcement. In that process of seeing if abuse is actually taking place, an interview is necessary.
I get it.
So that's where the interview takes place. And it's really a unique, really, really important role in the community and in serving victims of crime.
Because to get this case forward, that critical interview has to get certain facts together, create a picture of a very difficult situation that has occurred. And so you're saying, obtaining those interviews requires some real professional skill.
Yeah. So this is a national service model we base our work on here in Hawaii. And without a children's justice center in a community, a child might have to tell one of the most traumatic events of their life over and over again to different people, to people who might not know what they're asking and could ask leading questions or confusing questions. So we have trained forensic interviewers at each of our CJCs, people who are specifically trained to interview children in cases of abuse. And so a child is interviewed once, that interview is recorded, so law enforcement and anyone involved in the case that needs it has access to it. And the child is then connected to whatever services they need, mental health, medical services. The family can get connected with a family advocate just so that as they start that process to healing, they have the resources they need. So it's a really important role that the CJCs play in our community.
This is going to be the interview that gathers the evidence. So this is going to be a police-sanctioned official interview that will include whatever questions they need.
Sometimes we do have FBI that have their own interviews come in, but typically it's just done by our in-house state judiciary forensic interviewers. And law enforcement can actually watch the interview on a two-way window. So they are usually involved in the process, but the interview is being done by someone who's an employee of the CJC.
But it is the interview that's going to be used in court.
Yep, exactly.
For the evidence to prosecute the offender.
Yep.
And so it's usually HPD that are watching through the glass or more FBI. I'm curious why FBI?
From what I understand, so cases of human trafficking, which does occur of children and youth, the FBI will typically be involved in those cases. In cases that are done where abuse may have occurred on the ocean or in the air, where it's not a jurisdiction of on land, but typically it's HPD.
Okay, and then occasionally FBI.
In Oahu, and then the county police department, depending on which island it is.
Yeah, it's some powerful stuff there. So how do you guys get your, in addition to people right now who are listening can make contributions, of course, and I'll have the contact information in a moment, but how are you guys funded?
Yeah, so our CJCs are funded through state and federal grants and funding. So our Children's Justice Centers here in Hawaii are state judiciary. So they're a part of the state, and so they receive a lot of funding through state sources. They receive funding through the Hawaii State Chapter, which is what I work for. We receive federal grants to support them in their work. Then they also have the Friends of the Children's Justice Centers, who are an integral part of the chapter, and we work together with them. And they are able to provide unrestricted funds to do whatever it is that the centers might want to do that might not be able to be supported by the state.
Yeah, we've had Paul on.
Yeah, Paul Tonneson.
Yeah, he's a wonderful guy. And you guys get some money from private donations from people.
Yeah, so we do. And we're trying to build that. We would love to be able to expand some of our prevention work, which could be supported through private donations.
Well, let's talk about that. So if people were making those donations, what additional services you'd be able to expand?
Yeah, so our focus as the chapter is to really make sure that there's excellent resources in our state for the professionals that are working in these cases, and that kids have the resources that they need to be protected and also to heal if they have experienced abuse. If people are donating to the Hawaii State Chapter, that's going towards bringing in speakers and supporting trainings from people nationally. So bringing in nationally recognized speakers and trainers to support the people that are working in child welfare services or family advocates, so those professionals that are working in child abuse cases. It would also go towards supporting prevention and outreach work that we really would like to see expanded. There's been a lot of work to adopt Aaron's Law here in the state, and that would mandate some sort of body safety discussion in classrooms. That's not something that is required in our classrooms right now. So just getting the information out there to kids about body safety, things like that, we really want to see that work supported at a statewide level.
Are there ways people can volunteer?
Yeah, so on a local level, if they want to support their local center, the Friends of the Children's Justice Centers, on Big Island, there's two. There's one on East Hawaii and one in West Hawaii. They each have a Friends of the Children's Justice Center, Oahu, Maui, and Kauai. They all have Friends of the Children's Justice Centers that support those local centers, and they have lots of ways to volunteer. For supporting the chapter, yeah, you can totally get in touch with us, visit our website. We have Instagram and Facebook, too. I personally would love to connect with people who are interested in working with us. If you're hearing what we're doing and it resonates with you, we want to get connected with you, even if it's not monetary donations, but if it's just you have knowledge, you have resources that you want to share with us, we want to be connected with you.
Here's how to help this organization. HawaiiCJC.org. Bethany at HawaiiCJC.org. 808-343-5160. The full interview, the radio feature, and all their contact information and all of our other Helping Hand guests can be found at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. Just look for Helping Hand in the pull-down menu. She's chapter coordinator for the Hawaii State Chapter of Children's Justice Centers. It's Bethany Stetson, our guest today on Helping Hand. Bethany, thanks for doing what you're doing on behalf of all those vulnerable folks you're helping out. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.